Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And at 12 to 11, good morning, Chris Barsby. How are you, Chris?
Sean, good morning to you and good morning, everyone. It's a busy Wednesday as far as harness racing news is concerned. And first and foremost, Sean, with State of Origin being on tonight, that brings an earlier start time to harness racing in New South Wales tonight, with Bathurst getting underway at 2.55. Normally a nighttime venue, the Wednesday night harness racing at Bathurst, but owing to the State of Origin, they've opted to go with an earlier start time and they're getting underway at 2.55. And it's probably good given the current weather conditions down there in New South Wales as well. It's been a touch on the cool side. Michael Dumazy is calling the meeting tonight, and he's got a number of specials coming through at Bathurst tonight. They start in race three. He's keen on the chances of number two substitute, so race three, number two. That's the first of three specials. He also likes race eight, number one, Matamua, race eight, number one. And in the final race, race nine, he's keen on the chances of seven Passion's Delight, race nine, number seven. So they're the three specials for Michael Dumazy calling the meeting today. And as I said, it gets underway earlier than normal. Start time for race one is at 2.55. Speaking of Bathurst, our Uncle Sam, the last start Group 1 winner of the Bohemia Crystal free-for-all, he was back at the trials on Monday night at Bathurst and he was able to score. That's his second trial back. He's gearing up for a short campaign. Obviously, the Len Smith Mile coming up at the end of this month is going to be a target, and then the Queensland Winter Carnival is going to be a target as well. But it looks like it's going to be a short campaign for our Uncle Sam. They'll focus on races like the Sunshine Sprint and Blacks Are Fake. He'll then likely have another ease up before a big New Zealand campaign at the end of the year. Connections are looking at both the New Zealand Cup and obviously the Inter Dominion. He's had a wonderful season so far, our Uncle Sam. As I said, a last start Group 1 winner. He was placed in the Inter Dominion. He was also placed in the Hunter Cup as well. So he's getting close to a racetrack return, judging by that trial result earlier this week. Now, San Carlo, importantly to point out here, with the Len Smith Mile, this race is really starting to gather really strong interest now because it's not that far away. But San Carlo, Steve O'Donoghue has confirmed that Sydney is not on the radar for San Carlo. However, the Queensland Winter Carnival is still a possibility at this stage. He's a very good horse, San Carlo, the Victorian. He's won 28 from 48, last start winner of the Warrigal Cup. That came back on April 21, but he has ruled out a possibility of starting in the Len Smith Mile. He said that's definitely off the table. Brisbane, however, is still a chance. So we'll wait and see there with San Carlo. But he is back in full work, so interesting. You would have expected him to head through Sydney on the way to Brisbane and tackle a race like the Len Smith Mile, but they're not going that way. Ignatius is back in action this Saturday night at Menangle. Now, this is going to be an important campaign for Ignatius. He's a very good horse for James Rattray. He hasn't raced for a number of weeks now. He's had a freshen up after being a runner-up behind Elmer's Image in both the Renshaw Cup at Penrith and also the Trull Memorial at Bankstown. He goes around in the free-for-all on Saturday night, race 7. He's up against a number of in-form runners there, but this is a big campaign. It will be interesting to see if James Rattray decides to head to Queensland for a shot at the Winter Carnival features, races like the Sunshine Sprint and Blacks Are Fake, following the Len Smith Mile. But obviously the Len Smith Mile is the first and foremost target for the son of Roll with Joe, but he's back in action on Saturday night. He did trial nicely last Tuesday at Menangle. Speaking of Menangle, yesterday we saw a number of exciting youngsters going around in heats of the Breeders' Challenge. Jillaby Nitro, the APG winner for Margan Jason Lee, he was able to score and score easily. He rated 155.4, splits of 26.7, 31.4, 30, and running home in 27.3. So he is going to be one of the major players in that stellar division, the two-year-old colts and geldings. One of his key rivals, no doubt, is going to be Happy Mac, a horse that he did beat in Brisbane during the Australian Pacing Gold Final. Be Happy Mac was brilliant yesterday, running sensational time. Trained by Emma Stewart, Luke McCarthy stepped in for the first time yesterday. He handled the son of Mac 3. 152.8 was his mile rate, so significantly quicker than Jillaby Nitro. His splits 26.5, 29.9, 29, home in 27.4, beating a very brave crunch time. But Be Happy Mac looked very sharp. So we look forward to that that big race coming through on the same day as the Len Smith Mile Breeders' Challenge Finals Day, and that is going to be an outstanding division, the two-year-old colts and geldings, no question about that. Speaking of the Breeders' Challenge, looking forward to the three-year-old division as well. Max Delight, dual derby winner this season, already successful in the New South Wales and Tasmanian Derby. He's been back at the trials over the past couple of weeks. He had another trial yesterday at Kilmore. He was able to win that trial. He's prepared by David Aiken. Kiemer Frenning had the drive in the trial. He's expected to start next Tuesday at Menangle in a heat of the Breeders' Challenge. 2:04 was his mile rate for the 2180 trial yesterday. He finished off in 57, 28.6. So he's getting set for the Breeders' Challenge. There's still a possibility that he could be headed to Queensland for the Derby, hoping to end the season with three Derby Classics, already successful with New South Wales and Tasmania. He hasn't raced since taking out the Tassie Derby, which was back in March. So Max Delight heads to Menangle next Tuesday for his heat of the Breeders' Challenge. We look forward to that. Speaking of Tasmanians, Scooter Will Rev is now in Sydney and he's joined the stables of Paul Fitzpatrick. He's a very talented pacer, a son of Sunbeach Somewhere. He's won 24 from 44. His earnings are just shy of $200,000. His last start was back in April, a runner-up in the Easter Cup when second there. And he's now in Sydney. He's been there for a number of weeks now. And he's not too far off a trial. In fact, he may trial next week. At the very latest, it'll be the following week. So he goes to Sydney. He arrives on a very good mark. They're obviously going to try and run through his metro grades and then get to open company. But Scooter Will Rev, who's been a pin-up pacer of Tassie for the past couple of seasons, is now in Sydney. Paul Fitzpatrick is the new trainer of Scooter Will Rev, and he is expected to trial certainly either next week or, at the very latest, as I said, the following week. So he's getting close. Good news coming through from Sydney as well. Amaretto has regained full fitness, or she's getting back into full fitness. She was given a thorough check over by a vet. Of course, she hasn't started since finishing down the line in the Victoria Cup. It was established there was a major issue with Amaretto, but this very bonny mare is now back doing some light duty. So that's good news. She's won 27 races from her 70 starts to date. Earnings are well over $500,000. So she's just going through the motions now, and hopefully a racetrack return won't be too far away. But that was only last week. She was given a thorough check over by the vets, and all is looking okay there with Amaretto. So she is back in light work. I know Amanda Rando touched on this last week. She spoke with Bernie Hewitt. And just on College Chapel, he was a scratching last Wednesday night from Bathurst. He was set to contest the heat of the Breeders' Challenge. Unfortunately, his season is over. It has been diagnosed that there is an issue with College Chapel in a hind suspensory, so his season is over, and he's going to be off the scene for probably anywhere between 3 to 6 months. Really disappointing news for Bernie and Kath Hewitt. This was the series that he missed out on last year. So again, they've been robbed of contesting a Breeders' Challenge. So I just wanted to update everyone with College Chapel, because he's a very popular pacer, a Group 1 winner. He won the Bathurst Gold Crown last year, so he's going to be out of action for some time, which is disappointing, College Chapel. Those are Aussie horses that competed last week over in New Zealand on Jules Day. They've arrived home today. I know the flight was scheduled to take off first thing this morning from New Zealand, so they should be touching down, if not already, in Sydney. So that's Team Tritton along with Chris and Anthony Frisby with their runners, and Anton Galino with his two trotters. So they're due back in Australia today. And there's a number of Kiwis that are arriving or have arrived in Australia, in particular down in Sydney. Zoe's Gift is a very talented trotter, gone to the stables of Noel Daly, raced by Emilio Rizzardi. She's regally bred this mare, so she joins a very good stable, so look out for her in the coming weeks. And Tim Butt, he's bolstered his stables in recent times with horses like All About Dreams, Ideal Star, and the trotter Rocket Nova. They've all joined Tim's stable, and Tim is expected to be in Queensland next week. The carnival basically gets underway here in Queensland next week. We've got a couple of features, including an open class feature, the Mr. Feelgood. So don't be shocked to see Tim Butt getting to Queensland nice and early. The big races are in the month of July, but Tim wants to get to Queensland nice and early, probably get to the warmer climate up here in Queensland, and he's going to be bringing a number of runners north. But he has certainly bolstered his stables with a number of Kiwi additions in recent times. All About Dreams, Ideal Star, and an unraced trotter by the name of Rocket Nova, and a couple of other horses that have joined Sydney stables just in the last week or 10 days, Santana's Rocket and Away Overnight. They've also joined some Sydney stables in the last couple of weeks. So plenty of new horses arriving in Sydney, and that augurs well as far as the punt is concerned. Repeating, Sean, Bathurst Racing, it's It's an earlier start tonight. First race getting underway at 2.55. Fine and fast the conditions there. Michael Dummerzy is calling all of the actions and he's got a number of specials. Race 3, number 2. The other specials come up as race 8, number 1. And race 9, it's number 7. That is all the news for this Wednesday. I'll join you again next Wednesday morning for On the Pace.